Boy, this hand tool carrier is light and nice. They're the carrying around on Earth. I think it's going to be, we might be able to just slip it right down inside the surveyor crater with us. Piece of cake. Okay, I see you over there. I'm on the way. Oh, don't tell me, you ding-a-ling camera. Man. I can see everything from fine grain basalt as I come running across the, there's some few fair coarse grain ones. I see some sort of light reddish gray colored rock that I would call I don't know really what I would call it. It looks almost like a granite, but of course it probably isn't. But it has the same sort of texture. The individual components are, its constituents are as big as crystals, but it still has that same appearance.
Roger, Al, we copy that. And Pete, can we give you any help with that camera?
I got it going just fine.
Roger.
I'm taking the polarized pictures right now. And now when you get up to me, if you'll just stop up, son, at 15 feet and take that shot of what I'm shooting, F-11, 15, two pictures, one before, one after. Okay, let me take something out of this crater hole, Pete. Sort of unusual. It's got a lot of those little droplets on it, those blebs. The fragments in the crater look different from the others. Take a couple of quick pictures. I'll be right with you. Okay, it's all working out just fine. Give a stereo pair of this. Good. We use the tongs here and I'll pick it up. That's right, exactly. This is a very small crater, Houston. Probably about 3 feet in diameter, and looks like it was made at not very fast-moving or energetic or heavy projectile. Yet right in the middle of the hole is some of these glass-covered rock fragments. And and some of the other rocks that seem to be resting in the hole, I'm putting them all in a sample bag. One here, I mean, some of the others don't have any coating on them at all. I'm picking them up with the tongs. I can't tell how strong they are, but they don't seem to hold together too well. They seem kind of weak. There you go. I'll head on over where Pete is.
Roger, we copy that. If you're going to document that, try to get some of the material around the glass as well as the glass itself.
Okay, I'll just get this as a bonus and I want to get over and start working with Pete as a team here.
Roger.
Just didn't want to have to try to remember where that was. You're going to get a big surprise when you look into this head crater, Al. It's a heck of a lot deeper than it looked, eh? There's a nice white small crater with white rim on it. About a 5 foot diameter one. I've been concentrating, Houston, as I came walking over here to head crater to see if there were any possible changes in either texture, slope, color, anything you can think of or anything that I could think of that would say to me that I was walking on a different surface than I was when I started. And I haven't seen a thing yet. It all looks the same. It all looks like it's covered with this black rock.
Don't kick dust in the middle of my polarized picture area.
Yeah, I'll stop right here.
Okay.
put the tool carrier again and get your upsun pictures. You see where my footsteps are? That rock that's half buried and the two rocks that I've turned over in my footsteps?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 15 feet F11, two shots. Now, you're not going to get the before, unfortunately. Okay, how about right up? Good, I have my shadow here over there. No, that's the pile right there. See where I turned over the two rocks alongside the great big rock and my foot tracks are? Oh yeah, way down at the end. No, right here. I'll walk over to it. That's a good idea. Right straight in front of me. This rock pile right here. Oh, okay. Want me to shoot it from right here? Yeah, and you're in 15 feet back up. You're in 15 feet.
I sure will.
15 feet. And it ought to be about F11. Okay, got those two. Got a couple pictures there, Houston. Let me tell you what my camera reading is now, and then we can try to keep up with it from time to time. Next time I'll come over here by Pete and we'll Yeah, Houston, I've shot 3, 6, 9, 12, 15 pictures.
Copy, 15, Pete.
Okay, and on my mark, I'm going to send a slightly smaller rock into the crater. Are you ready?
Roger, we're watching.
Mark. I didn't quite kick it hard enough. Wait one, I'll do it again. In Houston, that sample bag that I put the fragments in that I mentioned earlier that I found in the bottom of that small crater, mark. That's sample bag 1D.
Copy your mark, Al. Repeat, and 1D on that sample bag.
You know, it's a funny thing. Houston, in 1/6 G, these, even though slopes are steep and everything, these rocks just don't want to go anywhere.
Roger, Pete. We haven't been able to pick it up on the PSE here.
Okay, that was too small a rock. Take the filter off the front of my camera.
Okay, let me set this down. And you might want to take the video tools in a second.
Okay.
Who's your camera?
Filter's off.
Okay.
That's it, for the filter.
Yeah. Good as that thing goes.
Okay. Okay, I got a rock over here.
Okay,
well, what are we supposed to get here? We probably ought to come over here to the other side, it looks the best, and do a little trench. And compare some of the soil profiles. Okay, they wanted it. Look, I've got an area right over here that looks like a good area to work in.
Okay.
These little white spatter type craters, they look like they're very fresh impact, like that little one right there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let me go over here. There's three in a row, and let's work this area a little bit, which is the corner of head crater they wanted us to work.
Okay.
And we can work right here and up to the top of it.
If what corner is this?
We're in the northwest corner.
Okay.
Right? As I indicated on the map.
Okay.
Okay, now I don't want to get any dirt in this thing. That's pretty interesting.
Okay.
A little secondary impact crater, huh?
Okay, you want me to step down from here?
No, I'll get the cross sun.
Right?
Well, you got to be careful with this tool carrier, Houston. Did you want to put the Noman in, Pete?
Oh, yeah. Let me have my tool.
Okay.
Fight one. Here's your grabber.
Roger, Al, we copy that comment. And on the northwest rim, we're looking for two partial pans.
Okay, that's
all right.
We'll get them.
Thing little. Okay, let me get my pictures, Pete. Okay, let me get over here and get the Noman in.
Let me ramp over this rock right here. Now, this rock is very typical of them.